Some students at the University of New Mexico have been suffering certain allergic symptoms. But their allergies are not caused by ragweed, dust mites, or even pollen. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, it's not bad food, pollen, or ragweed that's welling up tears and making students gasp for air at the University of New Mexico. No, the problem is the students are allergic to the on-campus Chick-fil-A restaurant because of the inability to tolerate Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy's statement last year in support of the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. This personal belief has caused the pro-same-sex marriage, pro-homosexual students to suddenly be anti-tolerant of the beliefs and opinions of others, including Dan Cathy of Chick-fil-A. The anti-biblical standard students had hoped to get Chick-fil-A thrown off campus because they suddenly felt unsafe due to the very presence of Chick-fil-A. However, the student governing board, by an 8-3 vote, chose not to force Chick-fil-A to fly the coop. It is rather humorous to see or hear about pro-same-sex marriage students gagging, wheezing, and dripping crocodile tears because of the belief of a sovereign individual. At the same time, it is sad because this represents what happens when parents, the church, and educators fail miserably in the effort to train up the children and students in the way that they should go. The political, economic, religious, and educational dilemmas being played out in today's declining America are the direct result of the inability or unwillingness to properly instruct and encourage generations of young Americans. We will either bless America by teaching the truth or continue to curse her through the practice of indoctrinating the youth with lies, political correctness, and by turning them away from the one who shed his grace upon our republic. Hey, if the American government is undermining its own country, how can we expect Uncle Sam to stand by us? Unfortunately, America and the world may soon live to regret the current and coming state of affairs out of Washington, D.C., which will embolden our enemies both from within and without. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your...
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Coming back into the second hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is an application that goes on your phone, but it doesn't have to be a smartphone. It works with any text-enabled phone. And this is something you can plan your whole day with, every appointment, every meeting. And you'll get that alert in time, and you will seem quite punctual. Yes, you will. But what they also do is they're going to let you know, unbidden. By the way, unbidden, this just happens when you are a part of them, when you're part of the Civil Dispatch Network, about the unthinkable, about the unplannable, about the unimaginable. Terrorist event, tornado, tsunami, doesn't matter. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Didn't get to have him last week because we had power issues on my end. And for that, I humbly apologize. But joining us today, as he does every Wednesday, he is written about, he writes. Occasionally you'll see him in a video, and soon he's going to be in a feature film starring him, Ken Blanchard, and myself called You Talking to Me. We're joined now from Detroit by Rick Ector. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, man. Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. How are you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
I can hear you now. When we're in the feature film together, Rick will be the star. I will just be sort of like Tonto. Ken will be like the co-star.
Can't wait for it to happen. It's going to
Can't
be
wait
great
for
show.
It to happen. Now, you weren't always a pistolero, Second Amendment advocate, teaching wild man, were you? I mean, you've made a transformation in your life, and it hasn't been that long ago that it began.
No, it didn't, man. I was pretty much like many regular, ordinary citizens that are on the sidelines, you know, in this whole gun ownership debate, you know, all across the country. You know, it was about 8 years ago, right around this time of the year, my life, in a matter of speaking, changed. And changed, I think, for the better. It's just unfortunate I had to go through a transformation, you know. Long story short, you know, there was one evening I was coming home from work, you know, and it wasn't necessarily late, but, you know, towards the end of the year, it gets dark earlier, and we got the, you know, the daylight savings time thing, and it gets dark here in Detroit at 4:45, and it couldn't have been too much longer than that when I came home, and I was parking my car in my detached garage, and as I was leaving the garage, I was robbed at gunpoint, man, and it was a moment of clarity when I realized that maybe I should have been paying attention to, you know, the fact that the state of Michigan had went to shall issue with regards to concealed pistol licenses, a gun carry license. And I said, you know what? if I survive this incident, I'm going to take on a more active role in my environment. You know, fortunately for me, you know, it was indeed a wake-up call, but I realized that, you know, things weren't as nice as they seemed, that a bad incident, a negative incident, an armed robbery at gunpoint in your own backyard, you know, it was not only possible, but it was actually occurring before my very eyes. And, you know, in the aftermath, man, I devoted myself to some research and education and self-study, and I took a couple of classes, and I got into, you know, concealed carry and learning, you know, defensive tactics and increasing my awareness. And, man, I went and got a concealed carry license, and it's been about 8 years now, and I've been carrying dutifully every day.
Now, when you say you were held up at gunpoint, I don't think you're quite doing it justice. I've read the story of this. Now, in your background is you were in the auto industry, right?
Yeah, I was a systems programmer on, you know, mainframe computing systems. You know, if you've ever heard that alphabet soup where you hear people talk about MVS, JCL, COBOL, VTEM, VSAM, you name it. On old-school mainframe computing systems, I did it. And, you know, just a regular stand-up guy, college graduate, homeowner. You know, hey, man, I even vote in every election. But, yeah, you know, I was coming home, and two guys, you know, on the young side, maybe in their late teens, early 20s, decided that I was, you know, good for robbing. And I guess they were right, because they had guns and they robbed me, and I didn't. You know, it was almost surreal, man, to see something just unfold before your very eyes, and you know it's about to happen. It's like an incoming train, man, and couldn't do anything about it. You know, they pulled guns, pulled to my head, and, you know, proceeded to take whatever, you know, paltry possessions I had that was worth, you know, suffering the indignity of being robbed. You know, wallet, credit cards, identification, about $40 in cash, cell phone. I think I had a bracelet. You know, nothing was off limits with these guys. But, you know, I'm just thankful that I had some semblance of common sense to it all, because they weren't satisfied with the loot that they had acquired from me. And they had made overtures that we needed to leave the scene and go to an ATM machine and get more money. You know, even though I was held at gunpoint, man, I just had a sinking feeling that wasn't a good idea, that I'd have to suffer whatever fate was coming, but I wasn't leaving with those guys.
Now, it was raining in this incident, right? You were outdoors and it was raining.
Yeah, it was a little drizzle going on, man, but, you know, they didn't care, you know. They rob you in the daylight, rob you, you know, in beautiful weather, they'll rob you in the rain. It doesn't matter.
And then after the incident, and I just, you had these moments, and I want to make sure that we impress upon the audiences. You had these moments after they disengaged and walked away. You went into an empty house and just had moments to consider what just had happened to you. And in those moments, that's where a lot of people make up their minds. And they make a decision one way or the other as to what they're going to be. And that was the true catharsis, where you, at that point, decided, I've been thinking all along it can't happen to me, and it just happened to me, and I'm going to make sure it never happens to me again.
Yeah, man, and as a firearms instructor, unfortunately, I come into contact with a lot of people that have had a lot of things happen to them. And one of the things that I guess I can bring to the table in terms of being a trainer, you know, having been there, having known what it feels like to go through such an incident, and know that it can shake you up for a little bit and it changes your perception of everything. You know, I can even talk about how you go into a hyper state of vigilance where the slightest stimulus in the environment, man, it triggers something, and you could, like, freak out for a minute, you know. I mean, if it's something as benign as a car door closing, man, you're in just this hyper state, man. It's like, it's surreal. It's like, you know, you see and hear everything, and it's very unsettling. But you know, I went, you know, and I thought about it because, you know, making the decision to be a gun owner and to carry a gun is a huge decision, and with that decision comes a lot of responsibility, you know. Once I decided that I was going to get a gun, man, I wanted to make sure that I knew how to operate it correctly, safely, accurately, and not only just be accurate with the gun, just pick up some other tools, soft tools, awareness and space and distance and just being up to date on the ruses that bad guys use to get close to.
Hang on a minute, Rick. We're going to go into the first break of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the change that one of the most well-known firearms instructors went through to become what he is today. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Veteran-owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location as well as online. Find them at OpsGear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. OpsGear.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Ooh, nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International, innovation cube. War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Phone lines are open. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. History predicates the future. And in the case of my guest, his personal history transformed him from what he was, which is just a regular, hardworking guy with all the good and bad things that happen to regular hardworking guys in their day-to-day lives, transformed in an instant. into what he does today. I'm joined today by Rick Hector, Rick's Firearms Academy in Detroit. Are you there, sir?
I'm still here, man. I'm still here.
Let's talk about now the way you describe it. I know this may be by design and everything, but let's put this into perspective. When those guys had the gun in your face, and they were discussing that they were going to take you to an ATM to get more money, and you decided that was not a smoking hot idea to do, at that point, there was a real possibility, and you don't know, and I don't know why they didn't just shoot you. And I'm sure you don't know why they didn't just shoot you. And whenever somebody's got a gun in your face, there is a very real risk that this is going to turn out badly when it's a criminal doing it.
Yeah. You know, right when I made the decision that leaving the scene, leaving my backyard with these two guys, man, I knew instantly that it was a bad idea, you know. And as all these thoughts are running through my head, I'm like, okay, you know what, if I refuse to go, they probably are going to shoot me. But I was thinking, I mean, and it's cold logic, man, that, you know, your brain is working overtime. And in a cool moment of deductive reasoning, I decided that if I was going to get shot, you know what, I'd rather get shot right here on my property, let there be some sound that hopefully somebody will look out a window and might call an ambulance or the police or something, you know. Leaving the scene to go with guys to parts unknown, you know, after we go to the ATM machine, a place where you probably won't be seen or heard, that just didn't strike me as a logical thing to do. And when I refused to go, you know, they took off. And I was like, okay. And then I was wondering, wow, what if I went with these guys, then what?
Well, they wouldn't have found you as early.
I mean, and if you follow the media here in Detroit, man, it's like bodies turn up all over the place, all over the time. And it's not just whole bodies. I don't want to get too graphic, but, you know, there are literally limbs that are being discovered all over town, you know? So
right.
That just wasn't a right decision to leave with those guys. And I was fully cognizant that I was going to get shot. And, you know what, if that was what it was going to be, then fine. Shoot me right here on my property.
When you went inside, I don't think we're doing that part of it a lot of justice, because you were inside in your house. You probably forgot to turn on the lights. It was getting dark. You might have gone to maybe a light source with some dimming light. I mean, did you catch yourself just replaying this incident in your head and thinking to yourself, I'm in my house, I locked my door, and I'm still not safe?
Yeah, man. And it's not just that day. I mean, it was like that whole period. You know, it's like, okay. I said, well, hey, this has got to be an area of my life that, you know, I blissfully ignored. You know, it's really hard to take it for granted that you have a right feel safe and secure in your person, you know, also in your home, but in your person, wherever you may be. And I come into contact with people, man, and it's like, you're either going to fall into two different categories. You're either going to further retract from society and become a recluse and just give up all pretenses of having a life, or you're going to make some proactive changes. Proactive changes could be something like moving to a safer community or becoming more responsible with your personal protection, learning how to protect yourself. But, yeah, man, it's not like, okay, you get robbed and then the next day you shake it off and you forget about it. It's something that stays with you. And as you ponder and you think, you know, because to be honest, you know, whatever it means, I never had an idea of what a gun owner actually is. And, you know, I had to try to figure out conceptually what a gun owner is and what a gun owner looks like and how does a gun owner behave. You know, there's so many characters and stereotypes of what the typical gun owner is and what they do. You know, so once I came to the realization that, hey, I can do this, you know, I don't know what a gun owner is, but you know what? I'm going to define me as a gun owner who's capable, confident, and is empowered to protect himself, and let the stereotypes and the characters fall where they may.
Did you have the shakes when you're in the darkened house?
You get that adrenaline dump. There's nothing you can do about it, man. It's just a physiological reaction. You know, you get that, you know, deep, heavy breathing, and you might run into myopia, nearsightedness, tunnel vision, you know, auditory exclusion, you know, your ability to recall things accurately. You get the adrenal dump with adrenaline running through your veins, you know, and it's a powerful natural substance that your body produces. And yeah, man, it has side effects, you know, and the whole, you know, disorientation and the hypervigilance, hyper-awareness, it's real, you know. And psychologically, you know, I put it in its proper place, man, and decided to move on.
It's probably the same, very close to the same physical reaction that somebody has when they shoot somebody, isn't it?
I would imagine so. I mean, it wasn't, you know, to the effect that, you know, you're going to be affected by it, and no matter how cool and calm and collected you think you are, you know, when it happens, you know, you at least should be aware of what the things that could happen. You know, we're not robots, we're not machines, we're actually real, live, breathing, flesh, bones, and blood. We're human, and you're going to experience those things. It's no different than, you know, an officer of the law, you know, having force to take down a bad guy, and then they take him off the street, and they throw him behind the desk, and they give him psychiatric help, and they make sure that he's okay before they turn him back out on the street.
Now, before we start talking about your transformation into becoming Batman, because I think that's what you sort of became, you had that sort of resolve, just to really put everything into context, you were a family man, married with children. And your marriage had recently, you'd recently separated from your wife. So when you went in the house, you didn't even have a sympathetic shoulder to cry on, did you?
No, man, it was just me, you know, there by myself. And, you know, probably wasn't, you know, the wisest thing to do in terms of my well-being, you know, to at least, you know, find somebody, you know, to talk to. And I think that's really important, you know, especially if you're, you know, going through some things. But,
The reason I bring that up is it, a lesser person, a lot of people, let me put it that way, a lot of people in that instance with that combination of events happening so close would become that recluse, and that would be the very best circumstance. There's a lot of people that would be getting out there saying, what's the use of living? And we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about day one. Right after all of that happened. That's coming up next on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Thinking of buying a suppressor, SBR, or AOW? Did you know that you could purchase Title II NFA items and put them inside a living trust? Well, you can. And 199trust.com is the answer. 199trust.com is not a law firm and cannot provide legal advice. Don't use a broadsword like Quicken Willmaker when a scalpel like 199trust.com is required. Use the coupon code LOCKANDLOAD and get your documents for just $99. Here comes the modern lubricant sensation, FireClean. FireClean. The new approach to weapons operation coming. Resisting the two main enemies of weapons use. FireClean defeats heat and carbon buildup, ensuring smooth, slick weapons function with its remarkable boundary lubrication property. FireClean keeps the weapon moving freely, even in the absence of visible oil. To order or to find a dealer near you, go to FireCleanUSA.com. Superior lubrication. Non-toxic. Non-toxic. And odorless performance in a bottle. FireClean.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.sbr.org.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Most of the time when I have Rick on the air with me, Rick Ector, we're talking about who he teaches, what he teaches. We take your questions about any question you may ask about carrying a gun in self-defense. Today we're talking about what started him. And I want to point this out. Early on with this show, there were two seminal individuals that agreed, not even knowing who I was, to come on the show in its early days. And two of them were Rick Ector and Ken Blanchard, which I haven't had Ken on the show yet, Rick. Can you believe that?
No. Ken is, you know what, he's got a lot of things on his plate, man, but I know that there's nothing that would keep him away from getting on. So,
except you know, me asking him.
Well, yeah, you know what?
I got to call him up. I know he's very busy, but I got to call him up and get him on here because I like the way Rick sounds on the radio, and I guess I sound okay on it. But, I mean, when you got Ken Blanchard on here, it's like having Barry White tell you that I know how to kill you. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So we've gotten past the shakes. We've gotten past the event, the hold up, the stick up, the gun between your eyes, and everything else. At what point after that, after everything had subsided to a degree to where you came back to rational thought, did you make that decision? You know what? That's never going to happen again.
Man, you know, you before the last break, you made reference to day one after the incident. And, you know, day one was really a hectic kind of day, man, because, you know, it's on that day, man, where you got to put the pieces back together as quickly and as possibly as you can, man. And it's basic stuff, man. It's stuff like calling up your family members to bring over a spare key so you can get into your house, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, and then trying to find some paperwork to get another driver's license and stopping, you know, action on all your credit cards and figure out how you're going to get money out of the bank, you know, and then, you know, listen to everybody judge you for not leaving the city when you knew crime was getting worse. You know, you hear your story because, you know, you need a favor so you can put your life together. And they're like, wow, why didn't you just leave the city? You know, it's your fault. Is in a matter of things of what they were saying. And then, you know, you try to do the civic-minded thing and you go to the police station to file a report, man. And the normal guy, whoever takes reports at the precinct I went to, was on vacation. And as I'm there trying to get service, you know, to at least fill out a police report, you know, not because, you know, I wanted to give them the opportunity just in case there's somebody operating in the area and there's some similarities, they got something to go on. Man, they were fighting internally amongst themselves who was going to have to sit down with me and burn maybe 45 minutes to an hour and to take my report. And I thought that was the most, it was the most humiliating, depressing experience in the world. Here I am, good citizen comes in, I've been victimized, and I'm just trying to do the right thing and file a police report. And these guys, man, they're just fighting about who gets to do the report. So I went through the whole process. Before that,
let's take a call real quick. Regular caller, Chris in Las Vegas. Yes, sir.
Well, good morning, Bill and Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You know, Rick, you're speaking about a topic that I'm pretty familiar with, and that's basically the concept of, are we going to be an easy victim, or are we going to be a force to be reckoned with?
Yes, sir.
The inability to defend oneself is truly a dangerous and threatening, fear-inducing concept that paralyzes us in most cases. But I compliment you for having the intellectual awareness to be able to evaluate the situation and to make a cogent, well-thought-out decision not to further endanger yourself by traveling with those terrorists.
Yeah, that's what they were, terrorists. And, you know, I think for a lot of people, man, they're just blissfully living their lives not thinking that there's some selfish thugs out there who are willing to victimize them for, like, a pocket full of paltry possessions. You know, there's this denial that I think a lot of people live in, that it couldn't happen to me and you know, I'm okay, I'm a good person, I live in a good neighborhood, and, you know, I don't associate with bad characters. It can't happen to me. And you see it every day when people are in the news media, when they're getting interviewed, and they're like, wow, nothing like that ever happens here or around here. And it's truly a rude awakening if they manage to survive.
Well, you know, Rick, failure to act in itself is an action that has consequences. And they may be dramatic, they may not be dramatic, but we can walk around like zombies and cruising along with the ignorant masses of sheeple, just waiting for some predator to come along and prey upon us. But when we make a conscious, well-informed decision to separate ourselves from the herd, it transmits or incorporates an aspect of our personality that takes a transformational change, and we walk a little straighter, we look a little more confident, and those predators don't generally like to have victims who appear that way. They want somebody that has their mind up their posterior, walking along la-di-da and taking care of their normal business every day and not thinking of any possible hazards or dangers that present themselves. When you're alert and aware, that transmits a air of danger to those predators, and they like to have easy victims. I'm glad to see that you chose not to be an easy victim.
Yeah, and something you said really, really resonated with me, man, and it was this. You know, you're going to be, for all practical purposes, in some measurable way, different. And not only will people who are looking for easy prey to victimize pick up on it, but other sheep will pick up on it, too. You'll be, on some level, you will be a pariah, potentially, in your community to your fellow citizens, man, because you're different. You're this gun owner. You're this person who, you know, has those bad, evil things like the bad guys do. And you know what? You might even experience some backlash because of it. But you know what? In a way, I'm glad it happened, because I really needed to be where I am now, and I wouldn't have gotten here had I not suffered that crime. So everything happens for a reason, man. And you know, I'm glad I'm where I am today.
It absolutely is empowering for one to take on the personal responsibility and the obligations and duties to inform oneself, with the ability to have an arm to defend themselves and their loved ones and their neighbors with, should they choose to go that route. But I'm so glad that you made that decision that day, and that we have an individual of the quality and intellect and the awareness still in our planet these days to transmit your experience to others, to enlighten, inform, and help them make a conscious decision to survive rather than not survive.
Hey, I appreciate your comments, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Chris always has such a way of using technical terms, and I love it. I love the way he put. I love the phrases he uses when he's putting something together. We got about 2 minutes before the break. I had to interrupt your thoughts, so try to finish that in 2 minutes.
Not a problem, but when you suffer, you know, that type of incident, man, it's a break or build moment. You know, you're either gonna come out of it, you know, rebuild and design your life in a different way, and it's a conscious decision, you know, because the worst possible thing you could do is suffer a setback and then realize that you still have that vulnerability and then don't do anything differently. You know, once you know it's possible and that it can happen, okay, now you got to do something. You know, inaction is just sitting back waiting for it to happen again. And if you know that it was unacceptable, then you know what? You got to make a change. And whatever that change is, just sitting back and doing nothing is just pure insanity.
Well, when we come back from break, we're going to talk about, now, you were not really pro-gun or anti-gun when your incident occurred. We're going to talk about somebody in your locale that was anti-gun, may still be anti-gun, but she's looking at the world a little differently now.
Yes, we sure shall.
And you know, it's actually good that she is, I hope. But we'll talk about that when we get back. Exploring what it takes to make somebody transform their lives, and doing it with one person. Rick Ector, he did not start out life as a preeminent firearms instructor. He didn't start out life teaching everybody and anybody, the weakest among us, the females. He didn't start out being a charitable self-defense instructor. He became one. But when we come back, an anti-gunner that Rick knows who's about to change too. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Veteran owned and operated, OpsGear is your one-stop destination for all of your tactical and training needs. At OpsGear, if they sell it, they have tested it, ensuring that whatever you choose, it is a proven product. Established in 2001, OpsGear ships worldwide and offers a wide range of products, training DVDs, and self-defense options at their new Salt Lake City location, as well as online. Find them at opsgear.com. You got the mission, we got the gear. Opsgear.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your two-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. heartandbody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get ready to go away on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. What I like is the stories of victims that emerge unscathed. Now, in the case of my guest, Rick Ector, he wasn't particularly political, I don't think. You weren't anti-gun or pro-gun when you were held up, were you, Rick?
No, man. I was just ambivalent, you know. I was neither pro, I was neither anti, and I imagine the vast majority of people probably fall somewhere in that spectrum in the middle, being anti and from being pro. You know, there was a lot of discussion around this time period where Michigan was contemplating going from discretionary carry issuances to shall issue, and it had recently passed, and I knew it was something I needed to look into. It just wasn't a priority at the time.
Right. And but recently, because I've talked about her, I don't remember her name, and I don't want to, you know her name because you've debated her several times, fervently anti-gun. Let's talk about the former politician who recently had a multiple invader home invasion, and she managed to hide, and what she's talking about doing now.
Yeah, about 10 days ago, a woman here in our local community suffered a home invasion, and her name is Lisa Howes. She's a former state of Michigan House of Representatives, and she recently was running for mayor here in the city of Detroit. And yes, her record on guns couldn't do her justice by calling her voting record on gun rights as abysmal. I mean, it was just absolutely horrible. She, for whatever reason, had her reasons for protecting that position, but I've had the opportunity to debate her in the media here locally, and she's about as anti, or should I say at that time, was about as anti as it goes. But about 10 days ago, you know, five or six people had committed a home invasion and broke into her house. And then when she realized what had happened, she ran to a bedroom upstairs, and according to the published reports, she hid under a bed, pulled out her cell phone, and was calling her neighbors, who did indeed confirm that her back door was open, and then she had those people call the police. And then she name-dropped who she was, you know, hoping that that would get the authorities to come to her property, you know, in an expeditious fashion. But, you know, it still took them a while. And when I say a while, if they're really coming, you know what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes is outstanding here. And, you know, everyone wouldn't get that same level of response. But as she reported, as she was quoted in the paper, she stated that, you know what, she had been resisting guns and buying a gun and getting a concealed carry license, but now she's no longer resisting the idea, and that she may, in fact, indeed be open to the idea. And, you know, as a gun owner and a gun rights activist, you know, I got mixed feelings about it. You know, okay, yes, I understand you had a, you know, you had a moment, and now you're considering getting a gun. I just hope that she doesn't look at it as a Dianne Feinstein, you know, the senator out in San Francisco, you know, who was House of Rep, I believe she is, but who owns a gun but still doesn't think that anyone else's life is worthy of having one. So
she carried a gun in San Francisco. How easy can that be to get that kind of a permit?
You know, it's like anti-gun people aren't really anti-gun. They just anti-anybody who they deem not to be important to have one. But, of course, they should have them because their lives are more important and more sacred than ours. You know, there's nothing I hate worse than a hypocrite, especially on the subject of guns.
You ought to call Ms. Howells, and if she agrees to take your class, I'll donate the ammo.
Okay. Well, you know, I've already put the word out to her, you know, and a couple of other firearms instructors, you know, in the area have also extended an opportunity for her to take the class. And we'll see. You know, from a political standpoint, you know, she might not take it from me, but as long as she gets some good training from someone, and hopefully if she pursues further political a position or office, hopefully she'll carry a modified view of the world and crimes about guns with her. Hopefully she's gone through a transformation where she realizes that, hey, you know what, good people do need guns, and that the police may not be there when you need them to be.
Well, I mean, there's two ways she can go on this. She believed that she was obviously a VIP when she called the police. And did they ever show up?
Yeah, they showed up. It was about 20, 25 minutes, you know. But five people in your house, what can happen in 20, 25 minutes?
And the other part of that is,
the other part of that, you know, is if it had been me, you know, if I had called while there was a home invasion at my house, and why I don't have a big official important name like, you know, politician, you know, could I get that same response in 20, 25 minutes? You know, it's another instance of hypocrisy that exists there, that ordinary people aren't as important as some politicians think they are.
Well, the big difference, I think, between somebody like you and a politician is if Ms. Howells had to confront the home invaders, all she could say was, I used to be in elected office. If they confront you now, as you are, as Rick Ector, firearms instructor, as you are, you probably won't say anything, and they probably won't even know what you look like because they'll be too busy staring at that Smith & Wesson M&P.
Yes, sir. You know, and I'm really thankful that I've totally taken ownership of my personal safety. I realize that in this community, 911 should not be your first option. I'm not denigrating or bad-mouthing law enforcement. I'm just speaking the realities of an urban community in which we're besieged by crime. The city's bankrupt, and they're trying to figure out how to make the city work again. But I've taken ownership, and I'm ready. You know, I hope that that incident doesn't materialize, but if it does, I'm prepared.
Well, you know, even where cities are not filing bankruptcy, there's the reason people should carry a gun is there's not enough police officers to go around, and if there were, they're too heavy to carry with you day to day. I mean, it's just a reality. I mean, law enforcement, there has to be a law broken before they can take action. And normally, the law that is broken, they get there after the scene, and then maybe they may begin to pursue an individual. But in a city like Detroit, like it was with your case, I mean, did they ever catch the guys that held you up?
Not to my knowledge, you know. I'm cognizant that, you know, armed robbery is not a position or a vocation in which longevity is assured. You know, these guys might be in jail. They might be dead, for all I know. For all I know, they're probably still out there.
Yep. Real quick, before we run out of time, how do they find Rick Ector and what Rick Ector does?
Man, I'm all over social media. I would tell folks, if you're looking for me, you know, I'm not being funny, but Google me, Rick, R-I-C-K, Ector, E-C-T-O-R. I can be found on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. My signature websites are my blog, which is legallyarmedindetroit.com. That's legallyarmedindetroit.com. Or my business site, which is DetroitCCW.com.
Folks, if you have a box of ammo that you can spare, Rick trains people for free. And every box of ammo, every round count of 50 is a free person trained at Rick's Firearms Academy. A lot of them are Black American women, which is the fastest growing subset of gun ownership in the United States today.
It really is.
Yeah.
And yes, I will echo your sentiments. They would be put to a good use. A couple of weeks ago, I did my annual, you know, free shoot lesson for women. I brought in over 100 ladies. I was given free use of the gun range and some fellow instructor service RSOs, and we trained somewhere in the vicinity of 110 to 120 women. So, you know, it was a great deal, and I'm glad to be in a position to be able to do that for the community.
Rick, thanks very much. I appreciate
it. Hey, man, thanks for having me.
We'll
on
do it again next week.
See you on Wednesday. Yes,
Roger
sir, next
that.
Week.
Folks, remember this very clearly. It's never been about gun control. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
John Stepman.